Hey, so day 16, you guys have made it to week 4. We are moving right along. Today we'll be in 2 Kings 17 to 23.
Yeah, so Kings is hopefully everybody's enjoying it. I will be honest, there's many times reading 1 Kings, 2 Kings, even into Chronicles. It can get a little overwhelming because a lot of people, names, a lot of locations.
A lot of information.
Yes, a lot of nations that you're like, I don't even know what that is. Gives you a lot of geography at times where you're like, you can't picture it. So it can get a little overwhelming at times. I would say as we're going through this section of the Bible, what's encouraging to me is don't get so bogged down on the detail and look for like kind of the theme that keeps running through it. And so this section, again, as we continue through Kings, we're still following that trail of good kings, bad kings.
Yeah.
And then honestly, we start seeing even at times good and bad kings where maybe they start good or there's a mixture. And it's just one of those things that it keeps showing us the trail, that the path that Israel went on that ultimately then led to their exile. So, we got the split kingdom, you got Israel, so they have their set of kings. And if you ever sit down and look at them in order or kind of look at how they break down, Israel pretty much just had wicked kings. Israel was just, I mean, their kings were horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Judah, at least, had a mixture. You had some good, mm-hmm. and then you had some bad. But it's just that constant.
That's helpful.
It is. And that's one of the reasons you see in the Bible that Judah actually lasted longer before exile came to them. I mean, Israel ended up, the northern kingdom was taken into exile a whole lot sooner. Judah, because you'd have a king come along that actually did it right. And God would say, okay, to honor you, I'm going to keep your, during your life, this isn't going to happen. But anyways, that's just, so when you look at the theme here, the theme is basically that. It's just this continuation of leading to this moment of exile. And how the kings would continue to turn their back on God, and how God would continually warn them and basically continue to say, hey, bad things are going to happen if you don't straighten up, and the stubbornness of the people. And that's ultimately, when I read this, that's what I see. And then for me, when I was reading this preparing to talk about it, I was glancing over it again just even this morning. And as I'm reading it, you have these moments where you kind of sit there and you go, man, what are these people's problem? But then if you really start looking at your own life sometimes, though, you can be like, man, what's my problem? Because granted, I ain't doing outwardly the same things they're doing here, but you hear over and over again how, man, they just keep turning their back on God. What is their deal?
I think the other theme we see too is God still using the evil to move his will forward.
Mm-hmm.
And so he still uses those evil people, the things that they're doing, to still propel what he ultimately wants. And I think that's a good reminder.
Yep. Yeah, and again, sometimes people can read this stuff and we get overwhelmed with this because it's depressing at times.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, man, why did... But again, it continually shows God's faithfulness of like just his grace, his patience. Because some of the things you hear that they do, it's like, it's a blatant spit in God's face. And you sit there and you're like, but he still gave space to try to correct it. And so again, in this section, we start hearing about, Assyria coming and taking Israel into captivity. Again, that's the first exile. That's, the northern kingdoms are now conquered. So what we're seeing playing out here is the end of kind of Israel as its own nation. Because from these moments on, Israel always becomes an occupied territory. So we're seeing history played out here also that pertains to us because, when Israel was put into captivity and even under Jesus's time, they were under Rome and all that. When you think about how that fits with us, Israel did not become a nation that governed itself officially until after World War II. So we see even in the Bible how this, all these ties come together, and this is where God finally is like, all right, I warned you. You don't obey, you're going to lose the land. And that's what's taking place here. So it's just that, another theme I see in this is we have to be careful how we, put our faith in people. Again, you know, our leadership is important. Who we choose to follow is important. But again, at the same time, you know, God is the ultimate one in control. And that's what I see when I read through this stuff. But yeah, it just, again, when I read it, sometimes it's like, man, what was so hard to figure this out? But then again, it's encouraging to me because like, sometimes I feel like I have a hard time figuring it out. Mm-hmm. So there's encouragement for me in the same time. So that's some of the stuff I see when we kind of read through this. And then just the amount of time that God dealt with these people. And then again, Matt alluded to this during the Judges series, how you see children following in the steps of their parents. Mm-hmm. You know, like this king didn't get it right. Well, then his son takes over, and majority of the time you see, and they did even worse in the eyes of the Lord. And then rarely you would hear, this one did it right. So those are lessons to us that our parenting matters, our leadership matters, the choices we make matter. But we can't always think God's going to be patient. So it's just that reminder that his promises will come true.
So was Hezekiah good or bad?
In 18,
because we see him bring back like the sacrificial system.
He did.
He restores the temple.
But then Hezekiah, if I remember right, there was a part where he ended up kind of doing something
that
God
start good and then they end bad too. Yeah.
See, that's the one that I was, you know, you kind of think about, because then that, because it talks about him having an illness. And we see that even as we continue reading in Chronicles. I mean, I don't want to jump ahead, but we're also going to see, hey, they start out good, humble.
Yeah.
But being in a place of power, pride, and all those things. So that's where I say you got the mixture. Hezekiah started out, and he was trying, and he was doing all that. But at the same time, we can't really look down on him, because the same is true for David.
Right.
David did a lot of great stuff, and then he also did some stuff that upset God.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, and then we see his grandson, right, Josiah. His servant finds the book of the law, which they think is probably like Deuteronomy, somewhere in the temple. And so like the irony that the word of God was lost in the house of God, that just shows how jacked up things were.
Yeah, stuffed in the closet somewhere.
Yeah,
and they didn't even know what it was. Like, what is this?
Yeah.
Well, and that's also a testament also when it says that Josiah was doing what was right in the eyes of God, he was doing that apart from knowing requirements. So that again shows that, you know, we have inside of us, God can show us righteousness, even apart from that. Yeah, but that's just crazy to me.
Yeah.
And then the response is crazy to me. You know, I think about myself as like, when's the last time I read, if it was Deuteronomy, when's the last time I read that? And my reaction was to rip my clothes, like in complete, like, oh my gosh, how horrible am I?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's that example, because it actually said at the end of 22 that God promises, God says that this is going to happen. And he says, your eyes will not see this disaster I'm going to bring on this place, because he's like, you are doing it right. And because of that, I'm going to bless you. But this is still going to happen. And that's why you see Judah lasting a lot longer before exile came for them. So, yeah.